This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up next month, All-Star Break, we'll be inducting our next class into the Dr. Jerry Aloysius MD Memorial IA Hall of Fame. And joining us now, the man who we named the Hall of Fame after. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. He is enjoying the game of life. It's Jerry Coleman. And Jerry, thank you as always for your time. Before we get started on some topics, I do know that, and we usually don't start here, but the podcast has a pretty big guest, correct?
Yeah, we should be starting here and ending here because that's why I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah. Eric DaCosta is our guest this week. We went about 45 minutes yesterday. It's out there right now on YouTube. It's out there on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. But, yeah, definitely check it out if you're a Ravens fan on YouTube. It's at Be More Ball Pod, at Be More Ball Pod. But also the Be More Ball Pod on social media. And we covered a lot of topics.
Like, give us some of the highlights, man. Yeah.
Tickle us a little bit, Jerry.
A little Jerry.
You know, sell it. I don't want to give it all away.
No,
fellas,
I know.
You know, there was the Derrick Henry deal, which he called a no-brainer, referred to him as a unicorn. Let me see some of my notes here.
Yeah, yeah. You take copious notes.
I know he does.
Lamar. You know, talked about negotiating with Lamar. They're still talking right now about a new contract.
Ooh, and it's spicy.
With Lamar, never with his mother because she's not a certified agent.
Yes.
Working on deals for Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum. So talked about that. Discussed the drafting of Tyler Loop and how Randy Brown identified this kid and traveled around the country. Said he envisions DeAndre Hopkins as a third wide receiver, but said the Ravens offense will be a nightmare to defend. And he envisions two tight ends and three wide receivers all on the field at once on more than one occasion. We talked about Mike Green and how they did their homework and due diligence before drafting this guy. But he admitted there's been some character flaws with a few draft picks in the past. Talked about how the secondaries improved. One guy he mentioned was Teddy Buchanan, the fourth round pick out of.
Guest on this show. Friend
yes,
of the show.
Yeah.
Likes him.
They didn't block us from talking to that one.
No.
They didn't know about it.
Yep. And then outside the Ravens, talked about the Steelers waiting and waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Had some interesting things to say on that. The Jaguars drafting Travis Hunter, which he called a bold move. Said he won't be playing 100 plays a game like he did in college. And Ken, for you, we talked a lot about Maine.
Nice.
Basically Camp Kennebec, Colby College.
Sky Lamar.
40 went to the University of Maine. We don't talk about country clubs in Maine like Sky Lamar. We talked about real camps, some that are not around.
Not some that closed.
Because rich people decided to sell off the land.
Yeah.
Was Bordy able to elicit some stuff out of him, New Englander to New Englander? How big of a role did Bordy play in this interview?
Bordy was blown away when he came on with us yesterday, Jerry.
Yeah, he was gushing.
He was gushing about Eric.
Not about you, but about Eric.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're two Maynards, so he liked that. And he did get in some questions. You know, I may or may not have supplied him with a few because I didn't want to ask everyone.
Sure.
But he's one that asked about the Steelers situation, talked about, you know, dealing with some of the Ravens in person. He asked him about DeAndre Hopkins, which I thought was a good answer as well. So Mike enjoyed it. I mean, it's our first non-football guest, I guess, since John Harbaugh last year.
Well, Jerry, you're one of few people who have covered this team since its inception back in 1996. Is this the best group of receivers that the Ravens have had?
You know, on paper it is. I guess you could argue that on paper. You know, he mentioned Rashad Bateman, obviously, in there, along with DeAndre Hopkins and Zay Flowers. And then you have Andrews coming back, and he talked about Isaiah Likely. I guess this, you could argue this is as good a five targets and certainly a wide receiver core as this team has ever had in its history, which isn't saying a whole lot considering its wide receiver history.
So what are your expectations for this football team? You've had chance now to peruse the schedule. You've spent time with the general manager, picking his brain. What is your sort of assessment? Do you look at it like in these years past where they come up a little short of the ultimate goal? Can they get over the top?
Yeah, I think they are, again, poised to be in the NFL's Final Four like they have been the last couple of years. Are they going to get over the hump? That's the biggest question. I mean, that's all that's left, really. And it's starting the season with a win in Buffalo. That's of utmost importance. But
that's the Coleman Bowl. That's the Coleman Bowl. That's the Aloysius Bowl.
And we did get into Buffalo. And they won't be, I mean, he knows some people in that area that might be able to back me up, but he's not going to pay for security. Anyway, as far as your question, I really haven't dug deep into it, just like I haven't in terms of making wagers on this team, because you never know what's going to happen between now and obviously September. But right now, I do think they are poised to make a Super Bowl run and be a part of the NFL's Final Four and in the AFC Championship or close to it once again. I mean, they're right there with Buffalo and Kansas City, in my estimation.
Speaking of making wagers, have you been a regular consumer of Wanna Bet, the wagering sports wagering game show that's sweeping the nation? Do you have any notes for us? Do you have any feedback for us?
Not enough tennis talk on there. Not enough tennis for my taste.
Pam Maldonado, we almost had her for tomorrow. We will do tennis with Pam Maldonado at some point soon.
Oh, you better.
We
will. She is an expert with tennis and golf.
Yes.
Does a great job on that. And she's like a wordsmith, the way she puts some of these phrases together I've never heard. But she's a great listen, and I'm watching the greatest of all time right now in Novak Djokovic. And I do have him winning this match despite being behind after the first set. He's going to come back and win this match.
So that's all you – more golf and tennis, that's all you got?
Right now I'm focused on tennis. I have some wagers for the MLB slate later today.
What do you want?
Three on the Orioles. I think Kapovich is going to give up over 4.5 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The guy he's facing over 4.5 hits.
Hancock.
And, Hancock. And 4.5, over 4.5 runs first five.
We're talking to Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. What about the Orioles, Jerry?
Subscribe to our YouTube page there, Jerry, by the way. Subscribe to the Wanna Bet With Us YouTube page, please.
They've won 4 in a row and 7 of 9. Are you a little more optimistic? We talk to fans who want to hang on to some of these veterans. Where are you on what the Orioles should be doing?
Yeah, I'm not that delusional just yet. I don't think they're ready to hang on to everybody just yet. They played a great game last night in Seattle. I did have Sagan under 4.5 strikeouts. I can't believe they brought him out in the 7th and he gets it. But anyway, that's besides the point. They're playing good baseball because of their starting pitching. And if that continues, the trend will continue. But again, I mean, they've been too inconsistent, and we've seen glimpses of this. We just haven't seen it for a long stretch. So if we see it for a long stretch, Ken, then okay, they can consider holding on to some of these guys at the trade deadline. But if they continue down this path that they're in last place or around there during the trade deadline, you know, situation, as we get into the, you know, the All-Star break and the latter part of July, there's no question they have to start dealing some players.
Jerry, we buried the lead long enough. Do you have a court date yet for that traffic incident?
Oh, very good question.
A few months back, what's the latest on that?
We do. For the it's titled Automated School Bus Monitoring Citation. The court date is set for the end of July. Tim, I hope you won't be in town on the date. It doesn't matter if you're going to be in town because this court date is getting postponed. I have spoken with the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, the preeminent law offices in Baltimore.
He's very popular around here these days.
Yeah.
Attorney Stephen Friedman will not be in town conveniently the day of the court date, and neither will you, Tim, and you won't even be in the area. In fact, we're going to give you a one-way ticket whenever the court date is, but we're going to postpone it in Catonsville. Won't be there at the end of July. Sorry about that, Baltimore County District Court Number 8, but I'll see you soon with a good defender.
Are you getting this gratis, I'm guessing?
No, we don't do pro bono with the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. They're a sponsor of the podcast. It comes with the territory. They get an endorsement from me. They are a proud sponsor of the Be More Baseball podcast.
Did you find it? Did that incentivize you to commit crimes?
No, that's a good question.
That you had a jail free card.
Good question.
Built
well,
into your
all,
endorsement
alleged.
Contract?
And second of all, what was the date of this, Tim? What was the luncheon? I mean, this was back in February.
Oh, God. I think it was January. I want to say it was during the playoffs. Like
so
one of the playoffs.
You're saying
end of season press conference.
Yes, that's it.
You're
that's
saying
it.
The incident predated the arrangement with the law firm?
I've known them for 25 years, longer than Ken, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go way back with Michael.
He's been committing crimes for years.
Yes. How many lawyers do you think would work for free for you? How many lawyers in this town do you think would work for free for you?
Good question.
I think we're talking about the one. And they've made a lot of money off me. I've given them some big fees after wins over the years.
Wow.
Wait, you've made money for
them? I don't know if they're wins in the courtroom or based on what I saw in sports, whatever. But they're the best. Simply the best. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman. I can't endorse them enough.
Jerry, let the people know what's happening.
He's the number one criminal.
Yeah. He's America's most wanted. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD.
He's keeping him in business.
Yeah. I am proud to say I have a very clean criminal record. Very clean. Yeah. And you can look that up yourself and double check it twice.
What's going on?
We know what's going on. EDC interview.
Yeah, well, I want to get promoted again.
I mean, if you're a Ravens fan, seriously, this is Eric DaCosta. Tell me the last time you did a Ravens interview outside the castle. I'll tell you it's been a year from now. So we are on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod. Be More Ball Pod. Again, we're giving away Lido Pizza gift cards. All of you in the room have received one. You can vouch for it. But when you subscribe and show us evidence, we're giving you a gift card. At least to the first 10 people that do it today. But every day, you can see us at the Be More Ball Pod on social media. Give us a follow. I think you're going to like, if you're a Ravens fan, what he had to say. And I think there'll be some headlines to come out of this that we'll be talking about next week.
We're going to be playing some of the sound.
Yeah, if you ever cut it up, we'll be playing some of it.
I put it in the system.
No, but Aloysius should cut it up and have the best clips out there. Jerry,
you want me to edit everything for
you? We want to know what you want us to play.
You put the best stuff out on Twitter?
Yes, I will get my people out on it. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got it in a rundown at like 3 o'clock tomorrow. Do you think it'll be on Twitter by 3 o'clock tomorrow? Is that too big of an ask?
Now I just sent the full episode to Tim Barber.
Yeah, I put it in our system. We're good to go.
Yes, we're good.
I'll give you the time codes and all that. And we also got into the tush push. So I'll tell you about that next time we talk.
Can you get some Lido gift cards for Ben and I to give out to people for subscribing to the Wanna Bet with us?
That's
YouTube
a good question.
Channel?
You show me a few winners, and we can certainly work out a deal.
You're watching, buddy. If you're watching, you're winning.
Man. Yeah.
I'm watching Djokovic right now try to hold on to this set, and I think he's about to do it. So,
good luck.
Again, everyone jump on Novak Djokovic now. And if you lose, I don't want to hear from you. But we do want you to watch the podcast.
He's there. He's Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman. He's got Eric DaCosta on his podcast. And if you play back the tape, we're on the Odyssey app. He's predicting that Eric will be back on his podcast a year from now. Yeah. So there is that. Jerry, always a pleasure, sir. I got a text from Stephen Friedman. It just said, Oy vey Coleman. So good luck with that.
Oh, I don't know what I said wrong, but again, the best in Baltimore, just as you guys are, at least in this time slot.
Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks. We'll always be your pregame show.
There he is. The late, great Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, joining us here on the program. When we come back.
Could you imagine being his lawyer?
No. I'll have to talk to Stephen about that off the air. Coming up next, we're going to hit the hot corner, and we'll review last night's Oriole win, their fourth in a row, and preview tonight, game two of a three-game series. Remember, Baltimore baseball tonight, the Bone and Jim Hunter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Six here on the Fan.
Couser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back, turn it around. It is gone. Welcome back, Colton Couser. No, he is not. He drills that to the gap in right center field. Down and going to the wall. Mayo got a great jump away from first, rounding the bases, coming home on an RBI double from Heston Kerstad. And it's 4-1 Orioles here in the ninth.
Highlights courtesy of Masson and some of the young dudes. You had Colton Couser, first game back, opposite field home run. Heston Kerstad, RBI double with a tackle and run in the ninth. Tomoyuki Sugano was great. Seven innings, just one run. Orioles win 5-1.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to try to extrapolate from this thing and dream on it, then you've got Adley making a conscious effort to go with the ball, drive it, not even drive it, sometimes just place it, slice it. You know, serve it the other way to get on base and keep things alive. Adley with three hits. Adley with an athletic, alert baseball play. Slide to make sure they score the first run. Jackson delivering late in the game. Heston delivering late in the game. Couser coming back in his first game in 2 months. Having an 8-pitch at-bat in which he looked really locked in and hit a ball 102 miles an hour that first at-bat. Bad luck, shrugging that off. Playing good center field, hitting a home run. Off a really good pitcher. Like, you know, there's a lot of good there. We'll see how replicable it is. But after a day off for a team that I think had won like one of their last 9 games after a day off or 2 of 10, it really was that bad for them to be an unfamiliar sort of locale out in Seattle against a good baseball team. And play one of their cleaner games and get timely hitting, pitching, and not any, you know, major fielding snafus. That checks a lot of boxes for them. Sugano now has, what, a 2.84 ERA in his last 9 starts with just 6 walks and 35 strikeouts. He's become an interesting piece for them. I think he's got to be traded. I do worry about him adjusting over the course of a year to not pitching once a week, but pitching, you know, in a 5-man rotation. He gives up a lot of home runs. The weather hasn't really turned yet here on the East Coast. It's going to get real hot real fast. The ball's going to carry even more. And if he wants to come back here and you want to bring him back next year, that's great. But I also think at some point we need to get a look at Chase McDermott, right? At some point, maybe Grayson's back. At some point in August, Bradish is back. So, yeah, I think they've got a lot of work to do. And if he's the first one to go, because he's the most informed, I would get that.
Absolutely. And he's been really, really good for them. But that was one of their more complete wins of the season yesterday, where everyone contributed. You look at everyone in the starting lineup had a hit outside of the Razor, but he had a sack fly, so he was able to drive
Razor
in a run.
Knocked out the pitcher, too.
Sagano, as you just said, seven innings of one-run ball. Brian Baker was walking a little bit of a tightrope, but got out of it. Felix Bautista, very clean and efficient ninth inning. We were saying on Monday, following that sweep of the White Sox, where, yeah, they swept a bad team, but there were a lot of self-inflicted mistakes, all of those mistakes on the base paths, defensively. It just was not clean. Last night was clean.
Orioles and Mariners back at it again tonight. Cade Povich on the hill for the O's. What are you expecting to see from him?
Well, I like this matchup for him, because if you look at this Mariners team, they've really struggled against left-handed pitching, particularly at home. Just a 587 OPS against lefties in Seattle. That's 26th in baseball. A 29.2% strikeout rate against lefties at home. That's 28th in baseball. They walk just 7% of the time against lefties at home, and we know that Cade struggles with his command at times. That's 27th in baseball. First six innings, Seattle Mariners at home against left-handed pitching this season. 193, 260, 310 slash line. That's a 570 OPS. That is obviously bad. Cade's been good on the road. He's given up nine home runs. Eight of them are at home. It's the opposite of last year. The ERA on the road, 3.04. He's gone at least five innings in all four of his road starts. He's gone six or more in three of them. And that Seattle team scuffling a little bit to score runs right now. So I like this spot for Cade. I like this spot for the O's. Emerson Hancock has not been good for Seattle.
It is pretty crazy. The only road start that he has in which he's allowed more than two earned runs was that weird start in Minnesota, where five of the innings were 1-2-3, and then the one he gave up a five spot.
Orioles and Mariners, it's a 9:40 first pitch, but don't you fret. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter. And coming up next, let's talk some NFL football, league at large. We hear from Tyreek Hill, who says he's got to prove himself this season. And what the heck's going on with Stephon Diggs? He's got a new team, the Patriots, but he's hanging out on boats. We'll hear from head coach Mike Vrabel. It's league at large next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're on the Fan.
I got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? So
it's Tyreek Hill talking about how he needs to prove himself. And Tyreek Hill's coming off a year where, quite frankly, he wasn't very good. He had 959 yards, 6 touchdowns. He was more prolific off the field with arrests and babies than he was on the field with production. So he's now 30 years old. What are we expecting from Tyreek Hill? Are his days as an elite receiver over?
Yes. I'm glad we don't have diva receiver stuff going on around here. I'm shocked receiver. He's still there. You've never heard that before?
No. Diva receiver?
Diva receiver.
It rolls off the tongue.
What planet are you on, man? You've never heard that?
No, I like it.
Feel free to take it as if it's your own.
Mr. 68 Degrees hasn't heard anything.
So, like, I'm shocked he's still there. He didn't want to be there, but they couldn't get anything for him because I think a lot of people think he's becoming more trouble than he's worth. I don't think he's going to have that jovial of an attitude while this team goes down the drain. I think that coach could be fired by Thanksgiving. I think Miami's in bad shape, and I think they're very naive front office and a very naive head coach and an owner who is incredibly naive, especially since he's been in the league for quite some time now. So I think him wearing a C or not wearing a C or whatever, or being a team captain or not being a team captain, is probably the least of anybody's worries there.
If things go south, and I'm with you 100% that I think they will in Miami, how do they operate at the trade deadline? Is that a guy? Granted, it's so difficult with Tyreek because of that contract. They're going to have to eat some of that money, a lot of that money.
Half of it will be paid by then in terms of the base. But I think he is in the process of playing himself into it being a salary dump. And you've got to eat to shed. And that's not to say that he doesn't go somewhere else and maybe for 6 weeks put on like the best side of him and help somebody win in the playoffs. But I don't think it's going to happen there. I don't think it's going to happen with those coaches. I don't think it's going to happen with that quarterback. I think they're in trouble.
So let's continue with the wide receiver trend. And Stephon Diggs coming off an injury in Houston. He's now with the New England Patriots. He's also now dating Cardi B. And he was videotaped on a boat hanging out with a bunch of ladies and maybe handing out designer cocaine. Alas, Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Patriots, talks about his new wide receiver.
Well, it's something that we're aware of. And obviously, we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
So where are we on Stephon
Diggs?
So that's
what people think, because I'm very allegedly not drug aware.
And I wouldn't have known this, but I went down a rabbit hole on Twitter, X, whatever. I call it Twitter. Allegedly, this thing he was handing out was pink, and it was allegedly some sort of designer cocaine that he was giving out to these ladies on the boat.
Is that like the craft level, beer of cocaine? Is that designer?
Seemed very eager to consume whatever it was.
I'm not the only one who saw this, correct?
It also, in the video, he says, go have some fun and come back to daddy or whatever when you're done.
Yeah.
It was pretty clear he wasn't giving them
gum.
Some gummies.
Kool-Aid?
No, I don't think so.
So, and he's also dating rapper Cardi B.
Wasn't Surge?
Not Surge or fish sticks. It was not.
Condensed Surge?
He's also coming off a major injury, Jason.
Yeah.
Which is always tough.
This one's interesting to me because, Vrabel was always in these perpetual power struggles in Tennessee, and he didn't have as much jam as I thought he should. But he's definitely the sheriff in New England. You know, they blew out the handpicked successor to Belichick to bring him in. So it's him, not the front office, that has the power. And so if you run afoul of him very early in your career, even if they just paid you to come there, like, I don't think Vrabel's above benching this guy. I don't think Vrabel's above making an example out of this guy. They need to have the right people around Drake May. What Vrabel does need to do is build an offense that incubates this quarterback and builds him up and allows him to tap into his physical tools and ascend. So I think Stephon Diggs might not be long for New England if anything else happens, or if he just conducts himself in a manner that they don't feel like is bringing out the best in the quarterback.
Well, how do you view Diggs the player at this point? And obviously he's coming off the ACL, which complicates things, but can this still be an upper echelon receiver?
Short answer, no.
I think this is more like Odell. I think this is the slide has started, and I'm not sure we're going to curb that slide.
One more note before we step out here, and that is we talked earlier in the week in a Northern Exposure about the Steelers and a possible Jonnu Smith trade, and then they said that was off the table, and then yesterday it was reported that it was back on the table, that the Steelers and Dolphins are talking Jonnu Smith again. Does that seem like a fit to you?
I mean, Jonnu Smith was like the one thing that went better than expected in the Dolphins' entire offense.
He
last
was great.
The run game fell apart. Yeah. Tyreek Hill doesn't want to be there anymore. Waddle shows up like around the line of scrimmage, but not downfield anymore. The quarterback stayed away from concussions, but still couldn't throw the ball more than 15 yards down the field, and like can't play in the cold and can't play on the road. And this guy balled out. I mean, it's a long offseason. They haven't traded him yet. It'd be a hell of a signal to send to your team to trade him now. You're not going to get a ton for him because he's an older tight end. But we all, like, we saw it here firsthand. Jonnu Smith in Tennessee as part of that offense that Arthur Smith was a part of was pretty interesting for a while with Tannehill and Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. So, I mean, if I'm the Steelers, I want him because I think they need that second tight end. I think their guy's more of a plow horse, Freiermuth, than he is a specimen. And Jonnu Smith at this stage of his career might be a little more plow horse too, but I'll take him over. I'll take him over their guy. And I think they want to get the run game going with multiple tight ends on the field more. Like, we know what Arthur Smith believes in. So, you know.
They also signed Donald Parham Jr. in the offseason, and he allegedly tore his Achilles during OTAs yesterday.
Yeesh. So it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is. Oh, J.K. Dobbins meeting with the Broncos tomorrow. You like that fit? Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll ever be what he could have been.
He was pretty good for the Chargers last year when he was on the field. Not the what guy used to be, but yeah.
I mean, I think they didn't like their run game last year. They obviously drafted a kid. They'll want to have some multiplicity there. If they bring him in, I mean, he might be a guy who's on the practice squad the first couple of weeks while they wait to see how things sort out with their other running backs. I think he's someone who twitch and explosion and make a miss ability had to be a big part of his game. And I just don't think that's anywhere close to where it was two injuries ago.
We have a busy 5 o'clock hour coming out. We'll talk Orioles coming up. Ryan Ripken joins us at 5 o'clock, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. Talk some O's with him. And then Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Banner. We'll get his thoughts on OTAs at 5:30. But coming up next, if the Ravens are going to get over the hump, they probably need an elite year from Nnamdi Matabike, who had that year the year before last. Last year, just good. Will PFF put out their interior defensive line rankings? Where did they have Matabike? We'll tell you. And can he get back to his 2023 form? We'll answer that next here on The Fan.
Yeah, it's definitely a divisional game. There's definitely more hostility in the air. I heard they're talking about what they're going to do and this and that. And we're just going to talk with our pads and our helmets. You know, that's how we roll over here. And, it's definitely hostility, and it's definitely going to be it's going to be a bloodbath for sure. But we're ready for it, so it's gonna be fun.
That was Namdi Madubuike a few years ago talking about a game coming up against the Bengals, a game in which they got blown out in, but he called it a bloodbath. It wasn't much of one, at least not from the Ravens' perspective. But Namdi Madubuike, excuse me, in 2023 he was as Bone Point said earlier, it was like Aaron Donald. He was a monster. Last year, after signing the big contract, he was good. PFF has him ranked as the 12th best interior defensive lineman in the National Football League. Can he get back to the form he had somewhere close in 2023? And his 12 sound about right for you, Jason?
It sounds about right, given how they've sized this up. And it's not just looking at 1 year. It's kind of looking at the last 2 to 3 years. And look, they're using a lot of their own metrics. And they have people grading film who may or may not really know what they're grading. So that has something to do with it. But I certainly think he's in that top tier still, in that maybe even the top 10. Because some of the other guys they have ahead of him honestly have proven to be major injury risks. And this guy does hit the post. And I don't think he's ever going to have another season quite like 2024. They may not have another season or 2023. They might not have another season like that as a defense. I mean, they did something no defense has ever done.
Triple crown.
So, and he was as emblematic of it as anybody. And he did things that no Ravens D tackle had done before. So I'm not sure he's going to get back to there. He doesn't have to get back to that level to still be a top five or top six D tackle. If he's in the vicinity of it, great. And I think some of his individual failures last year, or maybe failure's too strong of a word, shortcomings, also had a lot to do with the group around him, where that Robin to his Batman never really emerged. And it turned out the closest thing to that was Michael Pierce in the second half. But Michael Pierce was playing like a guy with his hair on fire because it was the final, he knew it was the final six or eight or whatever games of his career. And now he's gone. And I don't know about Jones. And, we'll see. They decided not to use premium draft capital on that position, even though it was the strength of the draft. So, and they didn't bring in Calais Campbell because somebody else wanted to pay him a couple million more. So we'll see. I don't love the edge group. So we'll see. Like, they fired the linebacker coach. They fired the secondary coach. They brought in somebody else to help prop up the D coordinator. So there were issues going on in that defense. We chronicled a lot of them yesterday, all year long, that I think he got caught up in. I certainly think he can have a more impactful season, a more consistently impactful season. He didn't have a bad season by any stretch of the imagination last year.
Good.
And for him to have a lesser season like that, and someone like PFF to say he's still one of the 10 or 12, best D tackles in the game, I think speaks to his promise.
We've talked a lot since the season ended about Zach Orr. How do you take a good defense and bring it to great? Well, Namdi Madubuike has got to be great in order for the defense to get to that point. And is it going to be 13 sacks? Probably not. But he's going to have to be more consistent. He's going to be more of a consistent disruptor. 2023, he had 11 straight games with half a sack.
Crazy.
That tied an NFL record. It's not going to be that, but it's got to be better than what it was. But I am with you in terms of the defensive line is still a little bit of a question mark, and they brought in the veteran to fill the Michael Pierce role.
Jenkins.
But this is a big year for Travis Jones as well, entering a contract year.
Oh, I think the key word there you used talking about Madubuike is disruptor. Like, can he be disruptive on a consistent basis like he was in 23? Maybe he doesn't get double-digit sacks, but can he be a guy that is disruptive in the interior of that line?
Well, and that's why like someone like a Clowney or a Za'Darius Smith interests me, because those guys can rush inside too. You can do some different things with them with the way that they're built to maybe augment some NASCAR packages and people who he can play games off of who are built a little differently. We did a six-pack. Maybe it's been a couple months. Maybe it was right after the draft about the position groups we still don't feel the best about. For me, it's still the D-line.
It's up there, and we've chronicled him be hitting the post every single week. If Namdi went down for an extended period of time, that group's really in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, would be devastating. I think he's certainly one of the more irreplaceable players on this roster right now, and you look at some of these depth charts by position, and what would happen if you took this guy out or that guy out, this would be... I mean, the the Van Noys of the world would really be in trouble without this guy with the potential to wreck a game by running over your guard or your center a bunch of times.
Ravens back on the practice field for OTAs tomorrow and Friday. We'll hear from Ravens after practice on both days. But coming up next, we get back to the Orioles. Orioles and Mariners, game two of a three-game series in Seattle. Baltimore Baseball tonight coming up at 6. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter.
Games not cut from the same cloth.
No.
Cut from a different cloth.
But cut from the same cloth, Ryan Ripken, who joined him for BBT last night. He joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on this team as he starts to feel a little bit of optimism for the Orioles. We'll ask Ryan next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.